Very pleased now to talk to Gaurang Shah, Vice President, High Net Worth Individuals, Geojit BNP Paribas, over in Mumbai. Very good morning to you, Gaurang.
Morning, welcome.
Yep, thanks very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, let's talk about the stellar rise of the Sensex last week, doing very well.
Yeah, I guess the weekend Friday came in as a pleasant surprise because we were at record historical lifetime highs, and we did give a close at those levels. Very prudent to note, you know, we are at a very crucial month as far as the F&O expiry is concerned, month of June, wherein you have a lot of data points domestically as well as in terms of weather. Monsoon is very important for this part of the world, as all of us know, and my guess is that this kind of closing that we've had on the Sensex and Nifty, well, in one way, it does make you a little bit cautious, Malcolm, because, you know, the ground reality and the earnings, if you just reflect it on those two crucial things, then we feel that this runaway rally is something that one needs to be a little bit careful, because some of these small cap and mid cap names have been flying around without any credibility. What we've advised is to take some money off the table as far as your small cap and mid cap ideas are concerned. We would not rule out a possibility of 7600 and beyond in the next week or two, maybe 7650. But as we go closer to the expiry, which is of course some time away, we could possibly see choppiness. But yes, the fund flow has been quite robust, and some positive news on the government front as far as the budget is concerned is also being heard on the street, Malcolm.
Your advice of caution, how much is that down to the fact that you think the sort of the Modi honeymoon and the Modi effect has had its impact?
I don't think the honeymoon is over. The good marriage has just begun, Malcolm, so I guess it's going to last for at least 5 years. And what I feel is that at least about 4 or 5%. So maybe a floor could be there at about 7350, 7250 on the Nifty spot. We are at 7500, 7600, very closer to 7600, to be very honest, on Friday's closing. So I would say, you know, it will be a healthy correction because there is no one-way street in equity markets across the globe. Corrections are part of the world, and two-way moves are always a appreciated, and consolidation profit booking always builds up a ground which is much stronger to withhold the further rally going forward from here.
So Gaurang, if I was to come and see you this week with my Indian wife and we brought, I don't know, $100,000 with us and said, Gaurang, where's the value in what looks like quite a frothy market at the moment? Where's the best place to put our $100,000 with an Indian stock? So where would you put that $100,000?
Well, Richard, you're first of all always welcome. It will be a pleasure to have you over in this part of the world. And I would say, you know, since I expect a correction, two sectors have gone into a slumber, that is IT and pharma, and of course, given the fact the rupee-dollar equation. But if I have to reflect upon the earnings, I think they're quite robust, IT as well as pharma. Short-term negativity in terms of currency fluctuation cannot be ruled out. But if you're asking me to put your money for a one-year-plus time horizon, 30-40%, I would put it in IT and pharma equally distributed. I would possibly look at some of the private sector banks because earnings are looking quite robust, and given the recent RBI credit policy, one is quite optimistic in the next couple of months you will have rate cuts coming in. So banking and equity markets will be a direct beneficiary of rate cuts. So private sector banking, because earning visibility is very good. Autos will be the other sector that I'll be looking at. So four sectors is what I would possibly concentrate. That is IT, pharma, private sector banking and autos.
Talking about IT, Infosys very much in focus at the moment for all the wrong reasons. It's the number two IT company in India, and you've got uncertainty about who the new chief executive is going to be. You've got a number of senior leaders are leaving, and reading in the Business Standard over the past couple of days that now you've got Infosys clients are phoning up the company saying, look, what's going on here? And yet, unless you can sort out your top leadership, we're not sure we can commit to you as clients. So it's a difficult time for one of the big names of India's IT industry. What's the story, Gaurang?
Much difficult, Richard, much difficult. And actually, the warning bills did not go off till this time. But when we had the 10th resignation coming in from the topmost executive in the top management, they did send off alarm bells ringing. And not only from the clients, Richard, but also from the large and the small investors, both domestically and the overseas, who look at Infosys as a growth story, and it has been a value creator. But there's been some vacuum, and time is not in favor, not on side of Infosys. They are running against time. They need to find somebody more stable. One was of a of you that about a year and a half or 2 years back when Mr. Murthy came back, things did started to improve, and the value of Infosys shares did appreciate to a certain extent. Even in terms of earnings, there was a lot of possibility. But the problem, Richard, is that, you know, 2 quarters of Infosys gives you a very separate picture altogether. So it makes people really worry. Whereas when you compare it with the other peers in the same sector like IT, like maybe for example TCS or Infosys, or even the mid-cap companies like HCL Tech or Tech Mahindra, the volatility in earnings is not as high as what Infosys delivers. So, you know, one hand you have volatile earnings season, you have high-level executives resigning and by a dozen, to be very honest, and inability of the management to fill in that vacuum. Now, if I have to say, then possibly in the next couple of months, if things do not improve and the management, which is at the helm, does not take the required steps at SOS basis, then you will see flight to safety. That means what, in fact, I'm trying to say is people will possibly shun Infosys and look at TCS, look at Wipro, or look at Tech Mahindra and HCL Tech as an investment opportunity. But yes, difficult times. As a disclosure, we have held out our positive coverage on Infosys as of now, though we have reduced the target from 4,050 rupees to 3,850. That's about 200 rupees downside. And if things do not improve, then we might possibly relook at our positive coverage on Infosys in the next couple of quarters.
Well, this morning, a very important event happens in Mumbai for two reasons. It's the opening of the Metro One, the new R-Infra Metro. Important for two reasons. One is it's going to be helping people get to work in an easier manner. And the second thing is it's the first public-private partnership transport project in India. So it's important on two counts. Gaurang, what sort of waves is it going to make, do you think?
Well, much awaited, honestly. If you actually see the chaos at the corridor at which the Metro Rail has been introduced, that is the Ghatkopar, which is a central suburb, to Andheri Versova, which is a western suburb, it's quite chaotic. And if you have to travel by road, it takes you anything between 1.5 hours, 2 hours for maybe distance of about 15 or 20 kilometers. So that's the kind of chaotic situation on the road ground reality. So this particular opening does throw up a lot of possibility. Yes, Malcolm, it is the first PPP model between Reliance Infra and the government of the state of Maharashtra. It will be kicked off. It will bring in a lot of relief because of course, you know, like these, we need many more such projects coming up in Mumbai because you don't have enough area to expand the roads. C route is becoming difficult because we have seen the Bandra Worli Sea Link take almost a decade to come up. So the best alternative will be to bring in monorails, metro rails, or maybe underground or overhead railway transport lines. So yes, it is quite positive, and we hope that with the success of this particular project, the government of Maharashtra will definitely invite many more players to open up much more corridors. The only thing is the pricing of the ticket, which is a little bit of issue, because what I got to know late last evening was that the ticket prices are relatively on the higher side, which the Chief Minister of Maharashtra is going to put a representation to the company, that is Reliance Infra, to bring down the same.
20 seconds, what's the rupee doing?
So 59.20 is what we were at, Richard. I expect 59, 58, 50 in the next couple of weeks. And if the fund flows keep on flowing the way they are, then definitely it will throw up a lot of positivity. So I don't see any runaway rally in the rupee, or rather a runaway depreciation close to about 60 or so. I see a range of 59.50 and 58.50 and maybe 58 against the US dollar, Richard.
Gaurang Shah, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dean. Vice President, High Net Worth Individuals, Georgia at BNP Paribas.